From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This week, Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry is back on the campaign trail with a series of speeches about the economy. He spoke today to an audience of union leaders in New Jersey. He told them the Bush administration has ignored the needs of the middle class. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Kerry addressed the state convention of New Jersey's AFL-CIO with a salute to working people, too many of whom, he says, are out of work. Kerry repeated some of the sad stories he's heard while traveling around the country and told the union members they need a president who fights for their jobs as hard as he fights for his own.
I've met steel workers and auto workers and mine workers who are now ex-workers, and they've watched their jobs and they've even watched their equipment be unbolted and stripped and shipped overseas. And some have even had to train their foreign worker replacements. That's wrong, and I'm going to change it.
Kerry's message about lost jobs may have lost some of its punch in recent months as the Labor Department has reported hundreds of thousands of new jobs created. While that still leaves a deficit of more than 1 million jobs under President Bush, Kerry has begun to refocus his economic message on what he calls the middle class squeeze. He complains that for many families, near stagnant wages have not kept pace with rising costs of college tuition, gasoline, and especially health care.
Let me just ask you, have your health insurance premiums gone up in the last few years? Anybody here hasn't lost wages at the bargaining table that you just transfer to the health care companies? Have your co-payments gone up? Have your deductibles gone up? Then you need to tell this administration we're fed up and their time is up, because that's what this is about.
President Bush fired back, defending his record on the economy. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, the president offered his own rosier assessment of the nation's recovery.
I'm optimistic. I have seen what we have come through. We've been through a recession, a national emergency, corporate scandals, a war, and yet our economy is incredibly strong, which speaks to the great vitality of the American entrepreneurial spirit and the vibrancy of the small business sector. And the plans we put in place are working.
Kerry insists the country can do better. Donald Marks, who represents a bus drivers union in New Jersey, says Kerry is the candidate with the positive message for working people.
At least Kerry's a shot. Bush, unfortunately, you know where he's going with it. He's not doing anything with the economy, with jobs going overseas. Unfortunately, he's not doing anything with it. Hopefully Kerry can do it. I think he'll make the attempt.
Kerry was not always the first choice of union members. Some in the crowd would have preferred a different Democrat, such as Missouri Congressman Richard Gephardt. A ceremonial vote on the union's endorsement of Kerry actually drew a few no's from the audience. But most of the union members cheerfully waved their tiny American flags for Kerry, and Nurse Griselle Lopez of the National Healthcare Union believes they'll make a difference for him come November.
I think labor will put him in there. Positive on that. You just got to work hard and achieve it.
New Jersey is already assumed to be in the Kerry column. But the candidate's next stop, Ohio, is anything but certain. Kerry will continue to focus on the middle class in Ohio, where a recent Los Angeles Times poll shows him in a dead heat with President Bush. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Cincinnati.